família, tota molt benvinguda una setmana més al Club del Country a través d'Intonia, de les xarxes socials o també de la nostra pàgina web www.clubdelcountry.com. Soc Rafael Corbí i avui us porto un especial. Potser l'escoltareu quan ja hagi passat, possiblement no hàgim arribat a temps, però si ho és, prepareu-vos perquè estem en temps de Halloween. El mot Halloween fa referència a la festivitat tradicional heretada de les celebracions d'origen celta, que s'estès ràpidament arreu del món i en especial pels països anglosaxons i que ara ens està conquerint també a nosaltres. Fa molts segles, a Bretanya, Escòcia i Irlanda, el dia 31 d'octubre, tenia lloc la festivitat de Samhain, que coincidia amb el darrer dia de l'any segons els antics calendaris celtes i anglosaxons. Samhain era el déu dels morts. Algunes fonts indiquen que la paraula gaèlica Samhain literalment vol dir final de l'estiu. El dia que tenia lloc Samhain era, per tant, el dia de Cap d'Any. En aquella època s'encenien grans fogueres sobre les muntanyes per foragitar els esperits malignes. També es creia que les ànimes dels morts visitaven les seves antigues cases per intentar trobar un cos on habitar i estaven acompanyades de bruixes i esperits. Per això no s'encenia cap lluny a les cases i la gent es vestia com a bruixes o dimonis per tal que cap ànima volgués habitar el seu cos. Amb l'arribada del cristianisme s'establí el primer dia de novembre com a dia de Tots Sants. En aquell moment, el 31 d'octubre, es convertia en All Hallows Eve, anglès antic per All Saints Eve, és a dir, vigília del dia de Tots Sants, ja que Hallow és un mot que en anglès antic significa sant o sagrat i que prové juntament amb la paraula moderna Holy, del mot germànic Halia, d'on va sortir la paraula Halloween. Tenim moltes tradicions, però la música també n'ha format part. Honky Tonk Halloween. Comencem la nostra recerca de música de Halloween amb Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures. Trick-or-treating with the trailer park trash, a honky tonking at the Halloween bash, a drinking doubles in a double wide, spooky people getting Dixie fried, a creepy folks, if you know what I mean. Well, it's a honky tonk of Halloween. All the monsters are a having a time, the dealer dressed like Frankenstein, Dracula drives a truck by. Honky tonk Halloween. Two-stepping on linoleum floors, the ghost keeps slamming my trailer door. It's a honky tonk of Halloween. Talk of Halloween now. It's a honky tonk of Halloween. It's a honky tonk of Halloween. Creepy people, if you know what I mean. Give me the goosebumps for white trash queens. All the folks from the trailer park scene now. It's a honky tonk of Halloween. Primera de les cançons especials del programa d'avui, dedicada íntegrament a Halloween, Honky Tonk Halloween, en Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures, i les criatures de la nit. Precisament d'això han de tractar les cançons de Halloween, d'aquestes criatures de la nit. Moltes de les tradicions de Halloween es varen convertir en jocs infantils que els immigrants irlandesos varen portar als Estats Units en el segle XIX. A partir d'aquí, la tradició per la colonització cultural dels Estats Units es va començar a estendre per la resta del món i fins i tot ha arribat a absorbir els costums que portava associats al dia de Tots Sants, passant alguna de les seves tradicions a la vigília, el dia abans. I com que les cançons de Halloween han de ser històries de fantasmes, una mica que facin por, històries del diable, doncs això és el que escoltarem en el dia d'avui. I hem fet una selecció musical que comença amb una cançó que vosaltres de ben segur que coneixereu, sigueu afeccionats o no a la música country. Són els fantasmes de les grans estrelles del country o d'aquells camioners que salvaven i donaven la seva vida per salvar un autobús d'escola ple de criatures. Tot això ho escoltarem al llarg del programa d'avui. La primera de les cançons és la història d'en Johnny i el seu meravellós i excepcional violí que derrota el diable amb un d'aquests concursos per als millors violinistes del món. I guanya el violí d'or. És The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Escoltem a Charlie Daniels i la seva banda.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, 'cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. The devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, will you dog bite? No, child, no."
La La música de Charlie Daniels i la seva banda ens ha acompanyat en aquests instants a través del nostre espai. És una bona cançó aquesta que recordàvem de ben segur i amb la seva lletra especial, això que ens deia. Quan el diable va finalitzar, en Johnny va dir: ho has fet molt bé, noi, però si et sentes amb aquesta cadira, ara sabràs com això es fa. Perquè podria perdre la seva ànima. D'això es tracta, Devil They Went Down to Georgia, de Charlie Daniels Band. La següent cançó ens parla d'un amor perdut i de les memòries i dels records que això porta. És la resurrecció de l'amor que ha mort i se'n va. És Digging Up Bones, és una cançó de Randy Travis.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. That's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting.
Estic fent reaparèixer, ressuscitar memòries i records d'un amor que s'ha mort i se n'ha anat. Aquesta nit em sentaré tot sol i faré això. I després d'aquesta cançó, una altra peça de les que podríem posar per Halloween i que parla de fantasmes és el nostre fantasma interior. En aquest cas, el fantasma d'aquesta casa és el mateix narrador de la cançó. La Alison Krauss ens canta des de que va trencar amb el seu amor. Ell ha pres el seu cos i la seva ànima, i tot el que queda en ella és un fantasma. Més endavant, però, en la cançó, descobrim i ens n'assabentem que ella no està trista, perquè hi ha un altre fantasma que viu a la casa amb ella. És el fantasma del seu amor. I junts, potser seran feliços. Ghost in this house, Alison Krauss.
I don't answer the door. I'd just soon be alone. I don't keep this place up. I just keep the lights dim.
just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. As quietly as a nurse, I haunt these halls. I'm just a whisper of what's left of two hearts on fire that once burned out of control. It took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
I don't care if it rains.
Seguim el Club del Country i ho fem amb una altra d'aquestes cançons que hem triat per al programa d'avui. És una cançó que ens portarà en Johnny Cash, una cançó que té una història molt interessant. Un vaquer, un cowboy, està muntant en un dia fosc i ventós quan és testimoni d'un ramat de vaques, d'ulls vermells, que estan tronant a través del cel. Seguint el bestiar hi són els cowboys, que tracten de reunir les vaques, però mai poden arribar a elles. Aquesta és la seva destinació durant l'eternitat, muntar sempre perseguint la rajada del diable pels cels. Un dels cowboys adverteix el nostre particular cowboy, el nostre vaquer, que si no canvia les seves maneres de ser, aquest també serà el seu destí. És Johnny Cash amb Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, before he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh, faces gaunt, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh,
Ghost Riders in the Sky, amb la música meravellosa i el record fabulós amb aquest especial Halloween, cançons de fantasmes i de diables i de qui convingui a través del Club del Country. Johnny Cash ens portava aquest Ghost Riders in the Sky. La següent cançó és molt fàcil de resumir perquè ens parla d'un fantasma, i això la veritat és que en el món del country surt moltíssimes vegades quan parlem de personatges que han desaparegut d'una manera tràgica. En aquest cas és el fantasma de Hank Williams, en el qual trobem una mitja nit a l'aniversari de la seva mort a Montgomery, a Alabama. Aquesta cançó ens la canta en Alan Jackson.
Midnight in Montgomery, Silver Eagle, Lonely Road, is on my way to Mobile for a big New Year's Eve show. I stop for just a minute, see a friend outside of town. Put my collar up, I found his name, felt the wind die down. And a drunk man in a cowboy hat took me by surprise, wearing shiny boots, a nudie suit, and haunted eyes. He said, "Friend, it's good to see you. It's nice to know you care." Then the wind picked up, he was gone. Was he ever really there? 'Cause it's midnight in Montgomery, just here. Stars light up the purple sky. Feel that lonesome chill. 'Cause when the wind is right, you'll hear his song, smell whiskey in the air. Midnight in Montgomery, he's always singing there. back on that eagle. One last look around. Red tail lights, shadow moves slow across the ground. And off somewhere, a midnight train slowly passing by. I can hear that whistle blowing. I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause it's midnight in Montgomery. Just hear that whippoorwill. See the stars light up the purple sky. Feel that lonesome chill. 'Cause when the wind is right, night in Montgomery, he's always singing there. He's always singing there. Oh, Hank's always singing there.
Seguim endavant i el Club del Country ara es portarà una història d'aquelles que fan posar la pell de gallina. Un home està fent autostop i és recollit a la carretera per un camioner. Li diu que el seu nom és Big Joe. Van conduint a través de la nit i en Big Joe, al final, deixa l'home amb una parada de camions i li dona una moneda de 10 centaus per comprar-se una tassa de cafè dins d'ell. Quan l'home entra i ordena el seu cafè, explica la seva història, doncs que ha estat recollit per en Big Joe. I li expliquen que en Big Joe li va passar una història fa 10 anys enrere. En Big Joe, evitant un autobús ple de nens encallats a la carretera, va fer la roda, de manera que va evitar matar tots els nens i en el procés va acabar morint ell mateix. Per tant, el que vol dir és que aquest Big Joe que el va recollir era un fantasma. Red Sovine, Phantom 309.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's the name, I told him mine, and he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, nah, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Aquesta és la història, doncs, del camioner que va donar la seva vida per salvar un munt de criatures i que de tant en tant s'apareix amb algú que fa autostop i el porta. I d'aquesta manera continua fins al final de la seva línia, del seu camí. La història que ve a continuació i que continuem a través d'aquest especial amb cançons que ens parlen de fantasmes, bàsicament, especial de Halloween del Club del Country, ens explica la història d'un home que compra un Corvette 66 usat i es troba que ve amb un soldat fantasma anomenat Malone, el Private Malone. Una nit plujosa, mentre condueix massa ràpid, troba a faltar la vorera i el cotxe es bloqueja. Testimonis d'aquell accident afirmen que van veure un soldat traient-te'l del cotxe per salvar-li la vida. És el tema de David Ball, Riding with Private Malone.
One, two, three, four... I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classified, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills, but what a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone. If you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. And though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all, I had her running good. Loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, there's another that comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And he told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. One night it was raining hard.
crash. Someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shatters, there's another that comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. Yeah, I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Yeah, that night I was riding with Private Malone. Oh, thank God I was riding.
Riding with Private Malone és la cançó que ens porta David Vol i que acabem de recordar. La següent cançó ens explica la història d'un terrible accident de cotxe. Una dona conduïa amb un home al costat com a passatger. Ella afirma que l'home, doncs, senzillament li va dir que es trobava malament i que necessitava anar a l'hospital. L'home estava casat amb una altra dona. L'home va morir a l'accident, però el seu anell de noces no estava al seu dit. La veritat només la trobem en un dels fills de l'home, que troba l'anell de casat en una caixa de guants dins d'una gran caixa de llumins. En comptes d'explicar la veritat sobre la història que tenia el seu pare, llença l'anell dins d'un pou. La història de The Carroll County Accident, meravellosa, amb Porter Wagoner.
Carroll County's pointed out as kinda square. The biggest thing that happens is the county fair. I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event, what we all call the Carroll County accident. The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life, and for a time it seemed that Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. But she lived long enough for her to testify. Walter Browning was a happy married man, and he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He lost it in the Carroll County accident. Mary Ellen testified he flagged her down, said he was sick and could she drive him into town. No one even doubted what she said was true, 'cause she was well respected in the county too. I went down to see the wreck like all the rest, the bloody seats, the broken glass, the tangled mess. But I found something no one else had even seen, behind the dash in Mary's crumpled up machine. A little matchbox circled by a rubber band, and inside the ring from Walter Browning's hand. It took a while to figure out just what it meant, the truth about the Carroll County accident. By dark of night I dropped the ring into a well, and took a sacred oath that I would never tell the truth about the Carroll County accident, 'cause the county ordered Dad a marble monument. I lost him in the Carroll County accident.
Estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí. La música que continua i ho fa amb un altre fantasma, en aquest cas d'un altre dels grans cantants de sempre que també es troben de tant en tant amb autoestopistes. Amb el camí a Nashville, una persona que anava fent dit doncs es troba amb el fantasma de Hank Williams, el qual li va donant consells sobre la seva carrera, dient-li que és un llarg i dur viatge i que de vegades s'acaba massa aviat. Qui cantava The Ride era David Alan Coe.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride, son? I sat down in the front seat. Turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, Ripper, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you up in them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. You know, you got a lot of competition out there now, son. It ain't like it was in the 50s when I was here. I mean, you got Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Guy Clark, Billy Joe Schaefer, David Allan Coe. And you even got my son.
Poca cosa a dir sobre la següent cançó que us portarem, només que és un dels grans clàssics des del 1971, una cançó que també trobem com a èxit del 1970. La veu de Buck Owens, ell ens ho resumia tot amb una sola cançó, amb un sol títol. It's a Monster's Holiday, és la festa dels monstres.
Was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi, full-full-thumb, it was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee,
sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fo, vomit was a monster's holiday. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo, vomit was a monster's holiday.
It was a monster's holiday. Buck Owens ens portava aquesta cançó. Obriu la mina subterrània, que arribem. Amb un títol com aquest ja us podeu pensar que alguna cosa té a veure amb les mines i el que podem trobar a dintre, i sobretot amb la foscor. Amb un títol com aquest, ho creieu o no, aquesta cançó va ser un èxit, un top 20, l'any 1962, l'Open Pit Mine. No farem malbé la història, ni explicarem els detalls, només per dir-vos que no va acabar gens bé la història per l'amiga de George Jones, la Rossi, de qui tracta aquesta cançó, Open Pit Mine.
From Morenci, Arizona, where the copper mines glow, I could see Clifton in the canyon below. And Clifton lived rosy, we danced and we dined. All the money I made in the open pit mine. I loved my sweet Rosie, and she loved me too. There was nothing for Rosie that I wouldn't do. Her hugs and her kisses, they were something divine. They gave me reason for working the open pit mine. While I was out walking with my Rosie one day, we passed a store window with rings on display. I bought all she wanted, how they really did shine. I spent the money I saved from the open pit mine. Her love would bring heartbreak that I would soon learn, for she would do time when my back was turned. Rosie would go dancing and drink the red wine while I worked like a slave in the open pit mine. One night I caught Rosie on her rendezvous. She was hugging and kissing with somebody new. It was there that I shot her while their arms were entwined. Then I buried her deep in the open pit mines. I took a look at my future, and what did I see? There was nothing but trouble awaiting for me. But on the sun's next horizon, I'll be satisfied, 'cause you'll find me there sleeping by my sweet Rose's side.
Si et penses que la música country no pot fer por, la ben segur que si entens les lletres de les cançons, ho poden ser-hi. Són fantasmes, són històries diverses i també gent que té o és una mica psicòtica amb les seves cançons. Aquestes les hem obviat una mica, però potser alguna altra vegada les tornarem a recuperar. Però també hi ha country modern, country que ens porta més aviat amb el videoclip musical d'aquesta cançó a les històries de Halloween. És el Creepin' de Eric Church.
bottom. Bow, 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 bottom. Like a honeybee beating on my screen door. I got a little buzz in my head, so from my bed I can feel the sun. Lord, right here the morning comes, just a creeping, creeping. A thief on the run. Since the day you left me, baby, I can feel the lonely. I can hear all the crazy just a creeping, creeping, just a creeping, creeping. Head for the future, run from the past, hide from the mirror, live in a glass. What dreams forget, the whiskey remembers. Kinda like molasses, so soon leave December. Just a creeping, creepin' up a hickory tree, just a creepin', creepin', just a creepin', creepin', creepin'. Ahead to the future, run from the past, hide from the mirror, live in a glass. What dreams forget, the whiskey remembers. Kinda like molasses in a league December, just a creepin'.
Una de les cançons, sens dubte, més esgarrifoses del country actual. Creepin', amb Eric Church. Has escoltat el Club del Country amb un especial de cançons relacionades d'alguna manera amb el que entendrien com una llista de Halloween, si t'agrada la música country. Cançons de tota l'època i de tots els gèneres i parlant de diferents temes, però amb un denominador comú. Aquestes esgarrifoses maneres d'acostar-se a tu que tenen en una nit fosca la gent del country. Acabarem amb tot un clàssic que ens porta una peça d'una tensió inaudita. La cançó, sí, es remunta a una gravació, un registrament de l'any 1955 d'Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith i d'en Don Reno, i originalment es titulava Banjos Feuding. És un duet, jo diria que divertit, entre dos pickers, dos intèrprets molt ràpids amb els dits. No obstant això, quan es va utilitzar un reenregistrament de la cançó interpretada per Eric Weisberg i Steve Mandel el 1972 a la pel·lícula Deliverance, la natura d'aquesta cançó va canviar per sempre. No es pot escoltar, tot i que nosaltres ho hem de fer-ho. Has de veure el videoclip de la pel·lícula. L'augment de la tensió a la cançó es fa ressò a la pantalla entre les mirades i expressions facials entre els dos intèrprets, el guitarrista de ciutat, Ronnie Cox, i l'intèrpret de country, de banjo, de l'interior del país, en Billy Redden. Dueling Banjos apareix marcada, com sempre, com la cançó que hem dit una mica la més esgarrifosa de les que s'han fet en el món de la country music i del país. Dueling Banjos, Eric Weisberg i Steve Mandel. Salutacions ben cordials a càrrec de Rafael Corbí. Ha estat tot per Halloween.